Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on with Doug McClure, Senior Vice President and Team Leader in Associated Bank's Commercial Banking Group. Doug, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me back again.
I want to begin this morning with the Fed, the interest rate, latest interest rate hike, another 0.75 percentage point. And there's been a little bit of discussion about whether that might be the last big one for a while. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, obviously, we've seen a pace increasing earlier this year with 25 basis points back in March, 50 basis points in May, and then 0.75 point back in June, July, September, and November, pretty sustained, elevated rate increases. And hoping that remains the last one. Obviously, the Fed does meet again in December as well as in early February, expecting the pacing of those increases to slow a little bit. And there's a chance that we'll see another 50, perhaps even that still sustained 75 basis points, but hopefully a little slower in December, slower in February. But that pace should be reducing a little bit here.
What is going to go into the decision making, do you think? I know we have a couple of more economic reports to come before the Fed meets again. We saw job growth slow just a little bit in the last jobs report. Do you think that's going to play a factor in this?
Yeah, I think they're watching quite a bit the inflationary pressures that we've seen, and both, core CPI came in a little hotter than he had than Jay Powell had wanted in the broader Fed there. So I think they're watching the market conditions itself. GDP growth did grow on a surprise 2.6% in Q3, so the economy actually stayed pretty resilient. And to your point, yes, job growth still remains something they're watching, but gosh, there's 10 million plus open jobs, record low unemployment still in the mid threes. So it was actually surprisingly hotter than the Fed had expected, hence why they might keep these rates elevated higher for longer than we might have anticipated earlier in the year.
Everybody keeps talking about whether or not there's going to be a soft landing in all of this, and I've seen varying opinions on this. What's your thought? Are we going to have a soft landing, or is that path narrowed?
I think the path has narrowed a little bit there. I think there's still a chance we see that. The big question is, the big issue that we're seeing the Fed face here is that it's not really a light switch where you can try to tame inflation just by increasing rates. There is a lag effect. So there is some game to what they're playing here a little bit. But I, as it relates to where we see the general consumer and the broader economy, perhaps we'll see some economic pullback that is more sizable than we're expecting. But the American consumer remains strong. A lot of the conversations with my clients remain still fairly healthy compared to some of the issues we've seen in past economic downturns.
Yeah, and I want you to expand a little bit on that, the conversations you've been having, and give us a sense from locally how the ongoing interest rate hikes have been impacting businesses and their outlook of the future.
Yeah, from a business perspective, revenues have remained fairly stable. I'd say profitability has been a little contracted compared to where budgets started the year. I think part of that was, again, the inflationary concern with a lot of their costs increasing to the various companies I work with, along with the ability to fulfill some of that demand. So the labor constraints have started to delay some of the production. And as I've said, the record high at 10 million plus open jobs that our economy faces right now tends to slow some of that. So I think from a commercial standpoint, demand has remained fairly stable when you look at it a broad demographic perspective. But I think there are certain areas that we might see some pullback on the short term with any sort of economic pullback or recession, whether it's people cutting some advertising and marketing budgets. And certainly retail has faced some issues since even as early as Q1 of this year. So those have been the two areas where we've seen a bit more of the light economic activity.
Because now is the time that these companies are prepping their budgets for next year. You'd have a good sense of whether or not there are going to be cuts, right?
Yeah, it's tough for me to suggest that there's going to be cuts when there's that many open jobs. We have not seen any of our clients struggle as it relates to having suggested layoffs, unless you're really in the retail sector. I think the other categories that we've seen some broader economic news for layoffs have been in the tech sector as well. But again, that's much more upmarket, looking at the Facebooks of the world as compared to some of our core commercial middle market clients that tend to have a more sustained demographic from a workforce perspective.
Because people hear the headline, Facebook's parent company cutting 11,000 jobs, and that's a shocker to hear.
Yeah, and perhaps I should have broadened that to a few of them as well. I think Facebook in general has been spending considerable CapEx and investing in such a way that they're trying to think long-term when they've got quarterly shareholders. Most of the companies that we're working with are privately held, closely held businesses that tend to think more generational than quarter to quarter. So they are subject to quarterly earnings calls that they've got to hit from growth targets. Most of my conversations don't seem to be quarter to quarter, but more year to year and more longer term driven.
So if the Fed does raise interest rates again by 0.75 percentage point in December, and fingers crossed that's the last big one, what's the advice for people, and not only people but companies, about how to sort of balance things out and prepare for another interest rate hike and for interest rates to keep going higher?
Sure. And I'll start with the individual consumer as well. I think the biggest impact that we're seeing is in the housing and mortgage activity. Housing affordability, at least at these current valuations, is getting harder to cover at a 7% 30-year mortgage than where we've seen it remain at the 3% for as long as we have been. So, mortgage applications are way down. It certainly hurts the first-time home buyer that doesn't have any equity built within their current home. But hopefully that does spur on some additional consumer expenditures for home remodeling and renovation, as the slowdown does likely keep families in their current homes for longer. And then hopefully, as inflation does get pressured downward by the increasing rates, hopefully the cost of housing starts to get reduced by reducing inflation. So the subject raw material cost, if that does reduce, should then yield a cheaper home to build if we can get housing starts up in that category. So I think that's the biggest issue facing the individual consumer is in the housing and mortgage application market. From the corporate side, I think the biggest question mark is capital expenditures for 2023. The supply chain still is better than it was, but has some issues. And so if we've got tight labor markets where they're trying to fill jobs, well, they might backfill that with additional equipment or machinery in order to fulfill some jobs that they can't complete with that tight labor market. But I think everything we've always suggested to our clients is just make sure you have a good pulse in terms of where you can cut, how you can cut, watching major key performance indicators should they come in a little light. Just react in a way that if you do see some lightness and some demand, you can react quickly. So, but I think the other side of it too is if you're a instead of a net lender or borrower and you are sitting on some cash right now, both as a consumer as well as a commercial account, those interest rates are expressing themselves in higher money market offerings. So if you've got additional cash and liquidity that you're trying to put to work, call your banker, call your personal commercial banker. Certain banks are being more aggressive than others. We're certainly very active to make sure that we're offering additional yield to any money market or net savers. So feel free to call your personal banker, commercial banker. Make sure you're getting your best offer there.
Yeah, because that's a big change. We've been sitting on that cash in our checking accounts, perhaps, because we just didn't think it was going to be making any money in a savings account. That's changed now, hasn't it?
That's right. I think if you looked at your personal deposit account versus savings account, there really wasn't a major difference between holding it in either one. There is a difference now. So if you are sitting on excess cash, make sure that you're talking to your banker and moving that money over to a more traditional savings or money market account.
Doug, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Yeah, thanks. The best way to reach out to me is through either LinkedIn, very active there, or shoot me an email at Doug, D-O-U-G, dot McClure, M-C-C-L-U-R-E, at associatedbank.com.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, Steve.